impossible to start. And it's impossible to end. About an hour after the Labaya, I opened the door and Itchy was there in my house. And Itchy just burst out crying. We just sat crying. Itchy, I just want to thank you. On top of the burden that he has for this convention in Ajax, is would crush all of us simultaneously. And from the moment Rosh Hashiva was Nifter, in addition to everything, he threw his entire heart and soul into making sure that proper kavod was given in this convention to Rosh Hashiva. Thank you, Richard. I thought that I had been zoha to see the tip of an iceberg. I was so wrong. I've only begun to realize over the last week and a half. The Rosh Hashiva was a multifaceted diamond. Every facet was an iceberg, as big as an iceberg. And all I was zoha to see was the tip of the tip. And every facet was gigantic. I'll probably be over what Ilan warned about, but it's the way it goes. Just a little bit about the 48 ways, which Mr. Horowitz mentioned. That was my first exposure. I want you to think about this for a moment. There's a Mishnah in Avos that says, Mem Ches Dvarim Shatoris Torah Niknas Behem. There's 48 ways that one acquires Torah. And it gives you a list, the Talmud, the Shmias Ha'oz, and Aretas Vesayim. Simcha. One of the 48 ways is Miut Shena, minimize sleep. First of all, think about this. What if I were to tell you that there's a Mishnah in Avos, a list 48 things, what if I were to tell you that in order to teach this Mishnah, you need a minimum 48 hours to teach that one Mishnah? I mean, 48 hours to teach one Mishnah? Imagine if you have a class, and the topic of the class, you know, we try to think of ways to attract people and inspire people. The title of the class is Minimize Sleep. Miud Shena. Okay? Minimize sleep. And in that hour, you are going to change neshamas. You are going to inspire people like they have never been inspired in their life via the topic of minimize sleep. How many of you have ever done a seminar on minimize sleep? The Rosh Hashiva could have given 50 seminars. He did. And minimize sleep and change countless lives through that. I've had the schus to walk with him a number of times from the office to those rooms, those little rooms where he taught the 48 ways with his little spiral notebook, chazering every day those shirim before he taught them, thousands and thousands of times he taught them, and he chazered every day. Someone at once asked Rav Zelig Bliskin, who has been close with the Rosh Hashiva for over 3 decades. He said, Rav Bliskin, it's the 48 ways already. You know, can't he find something else to talk about? Enough with the 48 ways. So move on to class number 2. So Rav Zelig said, you don't understand. It says that there are mem ches dvarim shahatorah niknas behem. That means there is no other way to be Kone Torah. If the Mishnah says that that was the Rosh Hashiva's reality, there's no other way to be Kone. How is it possible that you can introduce people to Torah and not teach them the mem ches dvarim shehatorah nitnas behem. It's the only way to get Torah. And he chazered it every day of his life. And he lived it every day of his life. He was so funny. He was a riot. He had an unbelievable sense of humor. One of the funniest people you could ever meet in your life. And I used to think, and I'm sure it's partially true, that he was naturally funny. You know, some people have a good sense of humor naturally. Not everybody does. And I thought that Rosh Yeshiva had a good sense of humor. But I realized that it's much more than that. Miut tzchok. One of the 48 ways is minimize laughter. Rosh Yeshiva understood whenever it said miut, it really meant maximize. It meant how to become a master of that aspect of your being. Master laughter, master sleep, master Talmud in your life. He spent a lifetime working on the sugya of laughter, because there's no other way to be konev Torah unless you master miut tzchok. You know what he held? That the Mem Ches Dvarim, the 48 ways, those terribly simplistic pop psychology people say, he held that each one was a different kasha, and that to learn any sugya in Torah, you had to ask 48 different questions, guided by the 48 ways, in order to really get at what a sugya was about. And unless you asked all 48 questions, you weren't really getting to the heart of the sugya. Was he different? Of course he was different. I mean, Rosh Yeshiva was different. But he wasn't. It's a Mishnah in Avos. Every Mishnah in Avos changed everyone's life. Chaviv Adam Shenivra Mitzelim. Every human being is precious because we were created in the image of the Almighty. What kind of potential does that leave us with? It spoke to him. The Mishnah spoke to him in terms of his potential. And the Mishnah goes on, Chaviv Adam, and then it says, Chiva Yaseira, Noidas Lo. It's made known to man that he was created in the image of the Almighty. The Rosh Yeshiva ripped us open, and he showed us our neshamas. He showed us frightening potential that existed inside each and every one of us. He opened up for us the ability to look at what our potential was. And oftentimes we wanted to run from it. But he wouldn't let us, because he loved us. Chaviv Adam Shenivra Mitzelim. We were all so very, very precious to him. He loved us so much that he wouldn't stop until he felt we were at least beginning to appreciate who we were and what our potential was, what our ability to be a sentimental human is. One thing, there's so much, and I know it's late, and what can I tell you? I'm going to just read you one thing of your halakha. The first halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, and I'm going to read you the Sfer halacha, and when you hear it, you will say, this is crazy. It's not real. This isn't possible. The halacha in the Shulchan Aruch is about Shadisiyat Shem Lenaitisangri. And here's what the Sfer halacha says. Sfer halacha says, Sheish mitzvahs chiyuvim tamidi. There are six mitzvahs, and the chiyuv is constant. Lo yifsiku mihala adam afilu rega echa. One is not permitted to stand back, to sit and not be involved in these mitzvahs, afilu rega echa, even one moment. Kol yamav v'chol zman v'chol rega sheyachshu b'hem. Every day, every moment, all the time that one is thinking about them, kayim mitzvah zasev and keitzlam and the skar mitzvah v'heiluhem. There's no end to the skar of these mitzvahs. Sheish mitzvahs demedias, the six constant mitzvahs. The Rosh Yeshiva, I heard this from three different people. At the end of the day, he would walk from the office down to the bus stop by the Kotel, get a cab to go home. And those of us who were zocha to know the Rosh Yeshiva will recognize the following. Remember that? Always snapping his fingers. He was always snapping his fingers. And pointing. Snapping, pointing. So three different people. He made us feel like we could ask him anything. Anything. And we did. Anything. Three different people walking from the office down to the bus stop said, Rosh Yeshiva, what's with the snapping? What are you snapping for? So he said, see that door? That's Yiras Hashem. And then he turned the corner and pointed to the light lamppost. He said, see that light? That's Avos Hashem. Every step of the way from the office down to the bottom of the steps, he had another siman. Another landmark. Avos Hashem. Yichud Hashem. Yiras Hashem. Chazak. Lifted. Kol Rega. He asked a Talmud, tell me, what do you think of when you're daydreaming? Anybody here want to share? So the Talmud said, Rashid, I'd rather not say. But of course, because we could ask him anything, he said, what's the Rashiva think about when he daydreams? And Rashiva said, Sheish mitzvahs. He said, I trained my mind so that when I start to daydream, my mind automatically slips into the Sheish mitzvahs. Kol rega, kol yama. Finish with one last thing. And I could tell you a lot of personal stories, and I could tell you how my parents loved him. I only met him a few times, but they got it. They loved him. So I was a young bachar in the yeshiva, and like Ilan said, the message has not changed for 50 years. So I was listening back then. I was a young guy in the yeshiva, and I went into the office one day. Those were the days when you could go into the office anytime you wanted and just sit and spend time with the Rosh Yeshiva. And I said, Rosh Yeshiva, I figured it out. He said, what do you mean? I said, I figured out how to say Klal Yisrael. And I thought, wow, he was just going to, you know, make a parade or something. He said, I'm not interested. I was like, and I had this worked out. I had like, I don't know what, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages written out in detail. It was a budget. It was advertising in America. It was the whole thing. I figured it out. I said, I'm not interested. He said, unless you come back to me with an additional 9 plans, each one equally as well thought out as this one, I'm not interested. Almost crushed me, but not quite. I think I made it back with 3. And then he listened to me, had Rachma Masani. Mr. Horowitz mentioned the international meetings in Yerushalayim. One year, these meetings, much of them, they were just giant brainstorming sessions on the what to do for Klal Yisrael. So there was once an exercise that was done at one of these meetings, And the exercise was, somebody walks into the room with $10 million and puts down $10 million and says, if you guys in the next hour come up with a plan that will dramatically change the face of Klal Yisrael, I'll give you the $10 million. So I didn't happen to be at this meeting. Broke up, there's eight tables of eight guys, and an hour is being spent coming up with plans. The hour goes by, and all the tables report what they came up with, and up on the whiteboard, there's 34 plans. 34 plans to change Klal Yisrael. And there's talking and back and forth, and everybody kind of whittling it down and working out what's the positive, the negative of each plan. Finally, somebody turns to Rosh Yeshiva and says, Rosh Yeshiva, got his plans? So he said, well, I thought of those. And then he put another 34 on the board. There were 68 when he was done. Do you have any idea what that means? He lived kol rega v'kol yoma v'kol zman in the Sheish Mitzvahs. Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, Zecher Tzadik L'Bracha, used to give a shmooze about once a month in the Beis Medrash. Rav Moshe Aaron Stern said that when I see Rav Noah Feinberg walking down the street of Yerushalayim, I cross the street and walk the other way. Because Rav Noah is always thinking about how to save Klal Yisrael. And I don't want it on my cheshbon, Rav Moshe Aaron Stern said that I was mabakal that. One last little story. There are a lot of things people thought he was a little crazy. Over the last couple of years, the Rosh Yeshiva spoke a lot about and acted a lot about the threat that Islam represents to the Jewish people. And he was sick about the missiles in Sderot and the missiles falling in the south of Israel. And it was over and over. So, last Thursday night after the Rosh Yeshiva was there, I was in the car driving to Passaic to go sit and be with some chaverim. And I got a call from Rafi Butler. I was in the car driving. And Rabbi Butler said, Shimon, I want to tell you about my last meeting with the Rosh Yeshiva. He said, it was a year and a half ago, and I was meeting with him in Yerushalayim, and I said, Rav Noach, I don't get you. What's with the missiles and Islam? What are you doing? What are you talking about? He said, if I could give you $1 million right now, on the table, would you use it for Kiruv or for the missiles? The Rosh Yeshiva said, the missiles. And Rav Butler said, what are you talking about? Hebrew, Isha Torah. But Noah said, you're wrong. Isha Torah is not about you. It's about Hatzalah. It's about Klal Yisrael. I think it was 3 days before it was Nifter, but Nelson C. Finkel came to Bima Bakr Chola, came to see him. And Baruch has... There's a little clip, a little film. Maybe I shouldn't have said this, but there's a little film of Nelson C. Finkel visiting Rosh Yeshiva. And it's two broken men. It's two old, sick men in wheelchairs who are shells of themselves. And the Rosh Yeshiva said to Rav Finkel, he should be well and strong. He said, what are we going to do about Islam? So someone who helped bring goodness to Steve Finkel said, bent over to the Rosh Yeshiva and said, to Rav Noach and said, Rosh Yeshiva lo asuka politika. Rosh Yeshiva doesn't get involved in politics. And Rav Noach looked at him and said, Ani gam lo asuka politika. It's Klal Yisrael. Rosh Yeshiva learned the Mishnah says, Lo alecha malacha leimor. V'yata ben chori v'yata mimena. Usually we learn that Mishnah, the work is not yours to finish, so do what you can. We each have something to contribute. Rav Shiva learned and lived it a little differently. He said, Lo alecha malacha ligmor. Ve'iyata ben chorin li batel mimena. You're not allowed to desist from finishing. You can't stop trying to finish, ever. What is he going to do at that point? What is Rav Nosson Sifinko going to do at that point to Bar Yislam? What? Iyata ben chorin lehi batel mimena. If that's what the Mishnah says, we can't ever stop worrying about Klal Yisrael. I'll finish with this. Chazal say, Meis echad min ha-chabura, yidagu kol ha-chabura. One person from the chabura dies, so the whole chabura has got to worry. So it occurred to me, what does that mean? So the one person from the chabura dies, so we got to worry that what? It's catching? There's a virus going around the chabura? What's a chabura? A chabura means that the hashacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rav Noach would say, the Almighty, brought a chabura together for a unique tachlis. The Almighty saw in His infinite wisdom that every member of the chabura has something unique to contribute to a job that must be done, and that's what gives this chabura meaning. And if meis echad min ha-chabura, yidagu kol ha-chabura, not that we'll catch the cold, but that maybe it's a siman that the tachlis that this chabura represents, maybe the chabura is losing a handle on fulfilling its purpose. Meis echad min ha-chabura. So what about the Rosh ha-chabura? What about Meis Rosh ha-chabura? We are the chabura. Every one of us. We're the chabura. Yidagu doesn't mean give up. It means worry that we might not be fulfilling our tachlis. Lo alecha malacha ligmor v'iyata ben chorin lehi batel mimena. We've lost the Rosh chabura. But we can never, ever, ever give up. Yizichro Baruch, Mechashem Dino Mi'al Papa.